We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We are starting 18 lines from the top. The first word on the line is V'holku L'vayteim L'shalem. We're starting B'chay Sifke V'layla. It says V'ayter in the Eicha, which is the Beis, B'chay Sifke V'layla V'demos Alechya In Lo Menachem Kol Eivah Kol Re'eh Bagdu Ba Hoyu Lo Lo'ivim. So it says that they cried B'layla. First of all, it says B'chay Sifke. Two times crying. What does that mean? Shtei b'chiyas lola. Amar Rabba, Rav Yechonon, Echad ha-Mikdarishon, one on the first base of Mikdash, ve'echad ha-Mikdash sheini. So Echad is going on both the first base of Mikdash and the second base of Mikdash. What's the significance of a Laila? Al iske Laila. This all happened really because of something that happened by Laila earlier in the history. Shneimar says in the Pasuk that after the Meraglim came back, and they gave their report. It says, "Vatisa kol ha'eda vayitnu es kolam v'yivku aham b'laylahu." It says the whole eda cried that night. Omrav Avichdon oysay layla leil Tisha B'av haya. That night was the night of Tisha B'av. Omrav Kodesh Baruch Hu, so atam mechisa mechiyah shachinam. You're crying for no reason. Eretz Yisrael is the best thing, and you're crying for that. And he ekvil lechem b'chiyah adoris. I'll be kaveya that night as a b'chiyah adoris for generations, and it'll be a night of crying. What's the significance of Laila? Whoever cries at night, they can hear his koil much better. At night, the sound travels much longer, much further, and like Rashi speaks out, because by day, the sun somehow makes some kind of noise. That's the Rashi means up in the Gemara in Yuma. It says that Gal Yochama Manasseh Berukia. So Akaponim, Laila means because you can hear the crying at night much further. At night, even the stars and the mazals cry with him. As they have rachmanis, they cry with him. Whoever hears crying at night, it's much worse. People cry with him because they can hear much clearer. There was a woman who was neighbors of Rabbi Gamil, Shemei Spina. Her son died. She used to cry every night. Shamar Rav Gamil Koylo Bach Gnegda, and he used to cry with her. Ach Noshri Seinov, until he lost his eyebrows. Lamachar Akiruboy, and they realized that he's losing his eyebrows. Lamachar Akiruboy Tamidabai Tsiyum Shkunasa, they removed her out of the neighborhood because Rav Gamil was older and was not good for his health. Vidimasa Alechya, it says her tears are on her forehead or on her temples. Amar Rav Amar Yechron, Ki Isha Shabaycha Abalnu Reha, that Yerushalayim is crying on a Baal Nureh, on the husband of the younger years. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Eli, which means like a Lashon of Bechi, a Lashon of lamenting, Eli ke besula chagura sak a Baal Nureh. Chagura sak al Baal Nureh, on the husband of her youth. Hoyu tzareha l'roish. It says in the Pasuk, Hoyu tzareha l'roish, it's pasuk hey, which is in the Baal phase, hey, hoyu tzareha l'roish. The ones who were her enemies became l'roish, became leaders, became in charge. Anyone who's going to be attack Klal Yisrael, Hashem arranges that they become a roish. And the reason is, like Tosfos HaChagiga says, is because Kadesh lo yomru biyad umma shefela masar asbanav. That we shouldn't say that Hashem gave over his children to a umma shefela. In Pasuk it says, take the word Shanaima, in the Pasuk it says, Kiloi mu'af la Hashem mutekla. That the people, the enemies who hurt Klal Yisrael, they don't get tired. Ke'ez sarishoin hokel arzo zvulun va'arzo naftali va'achroin hichpit. Which means there was three times that Melech Ashur came and attacked Klal Yisrael, and by the end, they got rid of the 10 Shvatim and put them into Golis. And there were three stages. It went from easier to harder. First, they did Derech Hayam. That's the first step that when they attacked Klal Yisrael, was Derech Hayam, was the area of Derech Hayam. And then they, look, Derech Hayam, then Eber HaYarden, and then Gilul HaGoyim, until they got all 10 Shvatim. Omer Rav Aram Yechanan. So you see, they didn't get tired. They kept on coming and attacking. They didn't get tired. Whoever attacks Klal Yisrael does not get tired. The Pasuk says further, Lo Yaleichem Kol Oivrei Derech. Habitu Ru'u. And we say, Lo Aleichem. Omar Rava, this is a famous thing, that when you're talking to someone, you say, this shouldn't happen to you, but this is a terrible thing to happen. Omar Rava, we learn from here, like Rashi says, this shouldn't happen to you like it happened to us. And here's Yirmiyahu is talking in Eicha, he's talking to, some say he's talking to the Bnei Moshe, to the Aseret HaShvatim, who didn't go into Golas at the same time as Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, Lo Aleichem, this shouldn't happen to you. So you see this idea to say, Lo Aleinu, Lo Aleichem, that when you say something terrible, you should say, Lo Aleichem. What's called Ivri Derech? Omar Amram, Rav, Asuni, Ka Ivri Adas. Asuni, you made me, your Yerushalayim is saying, you made me like Ilu Amma Apakiris. The Ilu B'Sodoyim Ksiv, it says by Sodoyim, who did terrible things, it says, Hashem Himta Sodoyim, V'Ilu B'Sodoyim Ksiv, Mimorim Sholach, and what does it say, Hashem Himta Sodoyim, it says, Gofris Va'esh, Meis Hashem and Hashemayim, and here it says, Yerushalayim also says a similar thing, Ksiv, Mimorim Sholach Esh Ba'at Smoysov, Va'yurdeno, which means he burnt them, so, the Ivri Derech means, you're making me like Ivri Das. Yerushalayim is saying, lamenting, you're making me like Sodom. Just like by Sodom, Hashem sent Ish over Sodom. Same thing in Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says, Vayigdol Ovoin Bas Ami Mechata Sodom. It says in the Pasuk that the Ovoin Ami, is the Pasuk in Eich also, was bigger than Chata Sodom, Ha'afucha. So the Shaila is, the Gemara is going to ask, that we know Sodom didn't stam get destroyed. It was completely turned over, nothing left. Yerushalayim is still standing. So what's the pshat? If it's worse than Sodom, why is Yerushalayim still standing? Is there some kind of for what's not right? If they're worse than Sodom, they should be turned over like Sodom. There was a special midas of achdos in Yerushalayim. This was the oven of Sodom. Sivas lechem, they were full with lechem. V'shavas hashket hayelo, v'sech v'yad oni v'evin le'chzika. Even though they had a lot of food and a lot of wealth, they did not support the oni v'evin. There was no achdos there. V'ilu v'shlayim ksiv, yidei noshim rachmonios bashlu yaldeyem, hoyu levarish lomoy v'sheva basami. Which Rashi explains means that they shared the food. Even though it was terrible, they were bashlu yaldeyem, but at least they shared the food. They had the milo of achdos, the milo of helping other people, noisa ba'el chaveroi, and with that, there was not turned over, Yerushalayim was not completely destroyed. It says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Silo kol abirai, Hashem bekirbi, korolai moyed. So what's Silo kol abirai? That we flattened out all the abirai, Hashem bekirbi, all the strong ones. Ka odom shem lachaveroi, nifshlo matbeyazu. They were crushed and ruined like a matveya that gets ruined, the ain't let akana. That's what happened by the Golas, by the Churban, that we were completely trampled on, the whole Yerushalayim and all the clients were trampled on like a nifzlo matveya zu. It says in the Psukim, it's an order of Aleph Beis, but it's only one thing. Three times there, it says the ayin after the pay. We know it's ayin pay. But in the Psukim, it says pay before ayin. Potzulay and piyam, omu rabam v'yechlam, shlema hiktim, Pay lion. Why was pay before the ayin? So tomorrow to Mirame is as a simon, Mishvil, Miraglim, Sha'om Bafiem, they said what's in their mouth, Mashalay Rabbanayim. They said a bad report by Shaul, even though they didn't see that. They made up stories. And that's why the pay is before the ayin. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Haloyodu kol pay le'oven, ochlu ami, ochlu lechem, Hashem loy karo. What does that mean? Whoever eats and steals from Klal Yisrael, they get a good taste. That's why the Goyim love stealing from Klal Yisrael. That is when they have the most geshmak lechem. Not really toyim tam lechem. Hashem loy karau. Rabba me'ilah diyanim. Hashem loy karau is referring to the diyanim who are matter and mishpat. And because of that, those avonos, that is why the lechem, the food, was given to the enemies. So, because that's how to read the pasuk. Oichli ami, oichli lechem. Why? Because Hashem loy karo. Because they didn't do dinim properly. So one pshat is eladion. The melam tenoikas did not do their job properly. They were fake rabbeim. They weren't really rabbeim. So now we had in the Mishnah that we mentioned the three kings and the four Hadyotes who did not get Olam Haba. We had Yeravam, Menashe, and Yeravam, Menashe, and Achav. And as we just learned on the Plas Blat, that Amoin, Ochoz, Yoakim did get Olam Haba for whatever reason we saw before, either B'schus their children or others Chosim. But Mi Manon, who in the world made this list? You really have to know what's going on in Shemayim to make this list. Who has Olam Haba, who does not have Olam Haba? Like the Mashal explains, to know who has Olam Haba, you have to have a Nevuah. So who exactly made this Mishnah who had Nevuah? Zok Demar Mimonam, Amar Avashi, Anche Knesset Agdari Lamonam. Anche Knesset wrote this Mishnah, and they had the Chagiz, Chayim Malach, they had Nevi'im, and they knew who gets Olam Haba, who does not get Olam Haba. Amar Avidam Rav, Bikshu Oydim Reis Achar. The Antichrist Israel wanted to count another Melech in the group of those who don't get Olam Haba. Who is that? A Peledik Gemara. Rashi says it meant Shloimah HaMelech. There was a tzad, they're going to count Shloimah HaMelech to be the ones who don't get, one of the kings don't get Olam Haba. Because it says at the end of his life, he was Vayet, Levavoi, his wives pulled away his heart. And there was a tzad, he would be counted. Omer Avidim Rav, Bikshu Olam Yisachar, Bo'od Musti Yogesh Aviv, Dovra HaMelech came, and he bowed down to them. They didn't listen. They did not listen to him. They were going to put him on the list, and David was begging not. A fire came down from the sky and was licking on their cheers. The Antichrist did not listen. Did you see someone who's so good at his malacha lefonai? Which is Shlomo HaMelech, Melachim Yisatziv, let him stand in front of the kings in Olam Haba, Baal Yisatziv Lefnei Chashuchim. He shouldn't stand in front of the dark ones, in front of the people in Gehenim. Mish Hikdim Beisi LeBeisoi, he built the Beis HaMikdash, before he built his own palace. V'loi Oid, El Shabesi Banoi Bezrizos, he did it very quickly. He built this thing for seven years. UBeisoi, but his own house, he tarried and he was Misatzel. He was lazy. Look, he cares about my thing more. He should stand in front of Melachim and not in front of Chashuchim. Did not listen to this. And Tolakar Baruch Hu said like this, Yotze Basko Vomra, Hame'imech Yishalmeno, Ki Ma'asto, Ki Atif Chavaloni, which means, are you the one paying people's char? Is that your job to be Moyes in Shloima? It's up to me. Like Rashi says, "V'chia b'chira b'chem toluyo." V'loy bi loy mar mishi yesh lechelik mi en lechelik. Haloy bi hadava toluy. Everything toluy me, and I decide. Mi akaris baruch hu. I'm the only one who decides who gets Olam Haba. Now the Darshe Rishumais hayo oimrim kulam b'Olam Haba. The Darshe Rishumais argued on the Mishnah, and they say all those Menashe, Achav, Yeravam, they all get Olam Haba, and we darshim sukkim like that. But, and also other ones, also Achitayful and Dayeg, they all get Olam Haba. Darsh Rishumos Ayimrim, Kulam Ba'Olam Haba. Shunamat is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Li Gilad Li Menashe. When a Darsh is all Pasuk, Li Gilad Li Menashe, Ephraim Moiz Roishi, Yehuda Mechoiki, Moiv Sirachzi, El Edom Ashachnali, Olai Pelosh Yisrael. Let's say the Pasuk, and a Darsh like this, Li Gilad, to me is Gilad. Who's Gilad? Zahachav Shenofa Barama is Gilad. That's Achav who fell and got killed, the Ramah's Gilad. So Ligilad is referring to Achav. And Hashem says, Ligilad, it's for me. They're going to Gan Eden. Menashe Kemash Moyim. Ephraim, Moyiz Roishi, Zeh Yeravim, because of Ephraim. It's referring to Ephraim. According to Yeravim, it comes from Ephraim. So far, we put back into Olam Haba, Menashe, Achav, and Yeravim, the three kings. Yehuda Mechayki, Zeh Achitayful. That's Achitayful, who the Gemara is going to say that he lost his Olam Haba. He ran after Avshalom, Lemaisa, with the Kaasim on top of Kuf Hamad Aleph. Mechayki Zach Yitayfel, the Kaasim Yehuda comes from Yehuda. That's what it means. Yehuda Mechayki Zach Yitayfel, the Kaim Yehuda, that the Pasuk saying is that he has Olam Haba. And Moyav Sir Rachzi, so Sir Rachzi is referring to Zeh Gechazi. Shalokal Iske Rechitza. The story of Gechazi is he was the attendant of Elisha Hanavi. And when Naaman got sarast, no one could heal him in the whole entire world. And Elisha healed him by telling him to go into the Yarden 7 times. And he offered this Naaman, who's a big general, offered Elisha a present. Elisha said, no, I don't want any present. Lemaisa Gechazi figured, you know, this is a good time to cash in. He ran after Naaman and told Naaman, yeah, Elisha changed his mind. He wants a present. And Naaman gave it to him, gave it to Gechazi. And because of that, Gechazi would consider terrible of error. Now, So Gehazi, it's saying, even though he was Lokwal Iske Rechitza, which is Rechitza of Naaman, he also has an Amaba. The only problem is, what's the word Moyav? Moyav Sirachzi. Sirach's Moyav is referring to David that came from Moyav. Where does it come into this pasuk? So the way the Maharsha explains is that it means like this: the Kaasi Yehuda, and who said that is Moyav. Moyav is the one who said about Achitofel that he is my Rebbe and my Karev. So you see from there that Achitofel was from Shevet Yehuda. Who do you know that from Moyav, from David? That's how you read the pasuk. Sirach is a Gechazi. Shalok al Iske Rechitza. Al Edoim Ashach Naali Zed Doyega Adoimi. Edom is referring to Doyega Adoimi, who, according to this pasuk, will get Olam Haba. And Ashach Naali is Lashon of Rashi says, Eno Oysam Gan Eden. I will put him into Gan Eden. Olai Pelesha says, Oi, Omar Malach, what does that mean? Omar Malach, Yashach, because Baruch, Uber, Shalom, Im Yavoi David, Shaharag is a Plishti. If David comes to Maisa and he says, you know, Achitofel supported Avishalom, and Doyeg is the one that said Lashon Hara about me. So I don't want them, I don't think they deserve Olam Haba. So that's what this part of the pasuk means. That if David comes, Yahweh David Sharek is a plush to Yahweh Shagas. That's Lashon Pelashas, the Lashon Pelashas, Alai Pelashas Hisra'oi. So if he comes to complain, Ma'ata Oiseloi, Omlehem, Alai Lassoisim Reim Zelzah, I will make them friends again. I'll make them friends, David Amelch friends, Rachi Toifel and Doig. That's Lashon Yisra'oi, that Hashem says, I will make sure that David is not upset about that. I'll make them friends again.